hey, what happened to the Pinions Playhouse song? Well, we only play it when Frank is actually here.
This is it.
He's not today. He's not today. He's off, but he will be back tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. That's how committed he is to you. He's working a full three-day week. And then I'll fill in again and do the show on Friday. Happy to be here. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And yes, even though it's not Friday, we are going to play the Harris Challenge. And so let's open up the phone lines now for anybody who has not played in the last 30 days at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. It's a bonus edition of the Harris Challenge, and it's brought to you by Auric. And with Auric home centers all over the St. Louis area, no excuse for you not to get a great new vacuum cleaner to replace the old one that you have that doesn't do the job anymore. You know, the one that makes that wheezing sound every time you turn it on, the high-pitched sound that makes the dog run in circles. That's not a good thing. When the dog starts running in circles when you turn on the vacuum cleaner, that's a signal you need a new vacuum cleaner, like the new Auric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner or something else from the Auric line. Auric Home Centers, locally owned and operated all throughout the St. Louis area. All right, let's go right to our first contestant today. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul.
Welcome to the Big 550, and for those of you who don't listen on Friday afternoons, let me just explain that the Harris Challenge is the only place in broadcasting where the consumer gets to exploit the public airwaves with something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Dan, you can shout out to the family, you can suck up to the boss in the hopes that it gets you a promotion, or if you really were prescient, you would have worked out a commercial endorsement with some big company and turned this into dollars in your pocket. So the 5 seconds are yours for whatever you want to do.
For all your scaffolding needs, call Ace Rental 771-7222.
See, right there. That would be your endorsement right there. Nicely done. Let's turn on that semi-random category computer. I push the button, it says, hey, it's not Friday on the display. No, it's not. But it does have the questions and categories. We will not have the regular Friday category, have you been paying attention today? That will return on Friday. Here are the categories that came spilling out. Category one is other Oscars, kind of in honor of Oscar Tavares, the rookie Cardinals outfielder who died this weekend. We have Vultures, Most Valuable Movie Stars, or category three, Hail to the Chief. And the reason we don't have the have you been paying attention is because we just did it on Friday, and there hasn't been enough stuff in the last couple of days, Dan. So which of those categories would you like?
Let's play Hail to the Chief.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Dan 5 questions here, a 1-pointer, 2-pointer, 3-, 4-, and 5-pointer, and he'll do the best he can to answer them in 60 seconds. When the buzzer sounds, I will tally up his points. And if he's gotten more than half the points, 8 or better, he will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize
pack! All right, Paul. We have, from Old Town Donut Shop in Larson, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I haven't mentioned this in a while. When you go into Old Town Donuts, ask for the maple bacon donuts, and you will thank me later.
Oh, my goodness. There's 2 locations, one in Florissant, and there's one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theater. We have free movie passes. You might want to go see The Judge or maybe John Wick. There's also the Glenn Campbell documentary coming out, which opens this coming weekend,
I believe. I believe that's right, yeah.
You know,
I want to see that, but I kind of don't want to see it because it's about him having Alzheimer's and going on tour and, you know, performing and having trouble remembering things.
Yeah.
His family members are on stage with him. But here's a guy who had a music career that goes back to, he toured with the Beach Boys, with the original Beach Boys in the early 60s and was a session musician in California. So I think I probably want to see it, but I'm poised for it to be kind of sad.
Yeah, I know. Or here's something that'll lift your spirits.
Yes.
A free bowling party.
Hey.
Right there. In the pocket, right there. We have 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane. 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company, and that's available at Crest Bowl in Florissant, or you might want to choose Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
So, Dan, you'll get your choice of those, and if you get them all right, all 15 points, you'll win every one of our prizes, a package of the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, your category is Hail to the Chief, Dan. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president's wife was named Dolly?
Madison.
Correct. Which future U.S. president presided over the first constitutional convention in 1787?
Monroe.
George Washington.
Washington.
Who was president of the U.S. the last time a wedding took place at the White House?
Harding.
Bill Clinton, 1994.
Oh, that's right.
Which U.S. president threw the switches for the lights at the first Major League Baseball game played at night?
Woodrow Wilson.
FDR, 1935. Who was the first U.S. president to die in office?
Tippecanoe and Tyler II. Harrison.
If this were Jeopardy, Alex Trebek would say, I need more information. But since it's not, and I'm in a good mood, I'm going to tell you, William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison is the
correct answer. By the way, in 1994, it was Hillary's brother, Tony Rodham, who married Nicole Boxer, who's now...
Oh, man, that's a trick question.
Well, there was a wedding that took place at the White House. That was the question.
Yeah, but he wasn't a president. I mean, that's not fair.
I didn't ask you who was the last president to get married.
You were being nice to him, and now he's arguing with you.
You know what? Screw the Harrison. I think when you said Harrison, you meant Benjamin Harrison, and you don't get the points. Doesn't matter either way, Dan. You didn't get seven. You didn't get 8 points. And on this show, if you get seven or less, I do have to punish you. You understand that I don't want to do this, but we're a federally licensed facility.
Yeah, right.
We have to follow all federal guidelines set down by the Federal Communications Commission. And as your punishment today, we brought out a man who I think is generally acclaimed as the greatest performer of all time, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. Now, what you may not know is that Sammy sometimes took instrumental songs and added words to them that actually didn't exist. Here's an example. Yes, it's the theme to Hawaii Five-O, which they're still using.
If you get in trouble, bring it home to me. Whether I am near you or across the sea, I will think of something to do.
Oh, it's the chorus coming in there, Dan. We always talk about they bring in the chorus to make him sound better.
That was pretty good.
I dig that, man.
Yeah.
I dig that.
You know what the agent said at the end of that? I'm not going to book him, Dano. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good weekend, Dan. Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Roman.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM into PM.
Thank you.
And if anyone's interested in taking up skydiving or just doing a tandem, come down to Fly Free Skydiving at the Festus Memorial Airport, and we will take care of you.
Okay. By take care of, you mean provide you with a parachute and shove you out of the plane?
And a safe landing. All that for about $210.
You know what? Not bad. Okay. Here are the categories. Other Oscars, Vultures, Most Valuable Movie Stars, or our new third category, Classic Rock Trios. This one in honor of the late Jack Bruce, who with Clapton and Ginger Baker made up Cream in the 60s. He died this weekend of liver disease at age 71. So which one of those categories would you like?
Let's do Classic Rock Trios.
Okay, Roman, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What band is made up of two guys with long beards and one guy named Beard?
ZZ Top.
Correct. Which band's album American Idiot was turned into a Broadway show? Which late 60s guitarist had a great experience working with bassist Noel Redding and drummer Mitch Mitchell?
Jimi Hendrix.
That's Jimi Hendrix experience, is right. Which rockabilly band was made up of Brian Setzer, Lee Rocker, and Slim Jim Phantom? What were the first names of the two guys who worked with Sting in The Police?
I have no idea.
Back to the two-pointer. Which band's album, American Idiot, was turned into a Broadway show?
The Three Amigos.
Green Day. Which rockabilly band was made up of Brian Setzer, Lee Rocker, and Slim Jim Phantom?
Slim Jim and the Phantom.
The Stray Cats. Right. And the other two guys in The Police besides Sting?
Rick and Dan.
Rick and Dan is a really bad guess. It was Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers.
Oh, man.
So you got ZZ Top for one, Jimi Hendrix for three, and Sammy Davis Jr. for the block.
Bring it on.
And don't you let them get you up against the wall. Because I'll be there to catch you. And I won't let you fall.
He's the killer, baby.
All right, you're going to have to skip ahead because there's the instrumental section there. But, Roman, thanks for playing. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And here's contestant number three. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Public service announcement. Everybody be careful this Halloween.
Okay. I have an additional one. Everybody be careful Thursday.
That's good.
Which category would you like? Other Oscars, Vultures, Most Valuable Movie Stars, or our new third category, World Geography?
I'll go World Geography, not very confidently. How about that?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What continent is the island of Madagascar closest to? Mark? Mark, did we lose you?
Australia?
No,
Australia.
Africa. Two-pointer, which country on the European continent is furthest west?
We're
having phone problems
Australia?
Here.
Australia?
and then he dropped off completely. Yeah. I hate when that happens to somebody.
Mark.
What do you want to do as the judge here? You want to open up another line?
I'll punish him. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS, since Mark's phone died. He can come back on if he wants, right? Mm-hmm. If he calls back?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Or if not, we'll have somebody take his place.
And we can pick it up?
Yeah, we'll pick it up right there. Yeah. Or our next contestant could take that category, knowing the correct answer to one of them already.
There you go.
Jeff, that could be you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll plug my brother-in-law's company. If you want 24 hours fresh breath, use Smart Mouth mouthwash.
Okay. So do you want to pick up the World Geography category, or do you want to do Other Oscars, or do you want to do Vulture's Most Valuable Movie Stars?
Let's go ahead and do Geography, just because I think I knew those answers.
Okay.
One is the first one, anyway.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. So what continent is the island of Madagascar closest to?
Africa.
Wow. Which country on the European continent is furthest west?
I will guess Iceland.
Portugal. Which U.S. state borders four of the five Great Lakes?
Michigan.
Correct. For 1 point each, name three Central American countries between Mexico and Colombia.
Mexico and Colombia. Panama.
Yep.
Costa Rica.
Yep.
Ecuador.
Nope. I'll tell you the rest in a second, but here's your five-pointer. Which Australian city is closest to Tasmania? Melbourne, Sydney, or Brisbane?
Let's go with Brisbane.
Correct answer is Melbourne. So let's see how you did here. You got one for Africa, three for Michigan, and one each for Costa Rica and Panama. The others, by the way, were Belize, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Ecuador doesn't work because it's in South America.
America, yep.
Mark, a total of only 6 points for you.
And believe me, we do not want to do this.
Thank you very much. Here. Here is Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. for a third time.
And if they all desert you, and you start to bend, you know I won't let them hurt you, and I don't pretend. Don't call if you got nothing to say.
Yeah, baby.
Don't call me.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, I can actually see the diamond rings on the hand holding the microphone, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Jeff, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much. Okay, contestant number four now, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just watched a great game at Lutheran South, and go Lancers, baseball, fall ball.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that they lost.
But... Oh, no, they won.
Oh, they won.
They won. Yeah, they won.
Oh, good for them. That's why you're in such a good mood.
Right, right.
All right, two categories left here. Other Oscars or Vulture's Most Valuable Movie Stars?
I'll try the Vulture's Most Valuable Movie Stars. I'm not sure what that's about.
Okay,
but I'll
Vulture is an entertainment website, and today, just earlier today, they came out with their listing of the most valuable movie stars by combining box office potential and social media potential and all the other things that go into making you the most valuable movie stars in the world. Here we go, Cheryl. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actress is at the top of the list and has been nominated for an Oscar almost every year since her breakout performance in Winter's Bone?
Pass.
Which actor slipped to number two, even though he's still part of the Avengers franchise and the star of the current movie, The Judge? You want to pass?
I'll pass.
Which star of The Great Gatsby and The Wolf of Wall Street is number three on Vulture's list?
Robert Downey Jr. is the other one, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Both correct. Which actor's movies in the last 5 years have all debuted with $20 million weekends, including his latest, The Equalizer?
I'll pass.
Who rocketed to 20th place on the list after a year that included American Hustle and playing Lois Lane in the latest Superman movie? Well, if you had said Jennifer Lawrence there, I actually would have given you 1 point because she was the correct answer for the 1 point question, the Winter's Bone question. It was Amy Adams who was in American Hustle and played Lois Lane, and Denzel Washington is the Equalizer.
Oh, darn.
Still playing now at a theater near you. Cheryl, bad news.
Uh-oh.
2 plus 3 is only 5.
Uh-oh.
A quadruple punishment Monday.
You can count on me. You can count on. You can count on. You can count on. You can count on.
Big build up.
Count on me.
Standing ovation from the crowd here in Vegas.
Okay, so let me play.
All right, Cheryl, have a great week. Thank you very much. Antonio is our final contestant today. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have much to say. Hello to my lovely wife, Stephanie. And although I love Hawaii Five-0, hopefully we don't have to hear that again.
Well, let me just say that the hopes and dreams of a nation lie on your shoulders right now, Antonio.
Right.
It has been about 6 weeks since we had a quintuple punishment day.
I will tell you
that Dan likes the more we punish somebody because it means we don't give any prizes away and he doesn't have to do paperwork.
Right.
But
right.
I want you to spoil that for him. Okay?
That's right.
All right. The category is Other Oscars. As I mentioned, we lost Oscar Tavares, 22-year-old outstanding Cardinals rookie outfielder in a car accident last night. This is about other people named Oscar. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Oscar has a green body and lives in a trash can on TV?
Oscar the Grouch.
Correct. Which Oscar was recently found guilty of culpable homicide in the death of girlfriend Reva Steenkamp?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember his name. I'll pass for now.
Which Oscar was played in the movie by Walter Matthau and on TV by Jack Klugman?
Oscar, pass.
Which Oscar was one of the most renowned clothing designers in the world until his death last week?
Oscar De La Renta.
Correct. Which Oscar created some of America's favorite musicals with partner Richard Rodgers?
Do not know that one.
Rodgers and?
Yeah.
All right, we're back to the Oscar who was found guilty of culpable homicide in the death of his girlfriend.
Man, I cannot believe I do not remember his name. I don't think I got it.
I was going to try and help you, but I couldn't remember either.
His nickname is the Blade Runner. His name is Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius.
Walter Matthau and Jack Klugman both played Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple, and Richard Rodgers wrote all those musicals with Oscar Hammerstein.
All right.
So, the hopes and dreams of a nation dashed.
Died.
With a 4-1 for only 5 points. And yes, Sammy is back. Okay, that's enough. I can't take it. I you know what? I hate the quintuple punishment days because I have the headphones on and they're cranked up. So that's all we're going to do today, Antonio. We'll play another Harris Challenge on Friday, and you'll get a chance after another month goes by, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Yes, the Harris Challenge airs normally Fridays right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.